There's four ways that we can make this industry safer. The first is that we must inform the cruising public about the problems that exist with the industry. You know, we have a saying in America that you vote with your dollar. Of course, here it would be you vote with your euro. And so the public must demand these changes. The second is a pure capitalist approach. By increasing the value of life and increasing the value of compensation, then you begin to change corporate decisions. For example, if this industry discovers that it's cheaper to invest in training the crew members, then it will invest in that and it will invest in new technology instead of paying large amounts for claims in the future. We also can do this by banning these tickets that have restrictions on the value of life and tickets that are sold that require people from all over the world to go to absurd locations where we know they'll only be treated because it's favorable to the industry. The next thing we need to do, number three, is that we need to coordinate the new technology that is available. This is two parts. There needs to be a global ship traffic controller, just like there's an air traffic controller for airplanes. And we need to develop the ability for us to coordinate activities on the ship themselves and to supervise the ship by having marshals on the ship. And finally, number four, we must change the law. The global law coordinating the law in the United States and the European Union, there is none that is universally global. And so that's why our advocacy must be between the two major players in this, so that we have one set of standards. The best analogy that I can give you is that the law right now is like an old wooden boat. It's got good parts. It's got some things that were developed right after the Titanic, but it has more holes and leaks and no glue that holds it all together. And so that's why we're proud to be getting support by consumer groups in Italy and in Germany that are helping us to bring about this focus in the European Union. And we have also been working in the Congress in the United States to inform them about the laws that need to be changed. We need to support organizations that demand change to the law. And we also need to support politicians like the Minister for Transportation, Ramsar, who says that he believes that we need to have a dialogue about these new rules in order to improve the safety of cruise lines. And so we will do everything within our efforts to support those people that are calling for change.